Hello and welcome back to Season 6 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm Anthony Clark Evans, and I'm thrilled to make my Atlanta Opera debut as Giorgio Germont in Verdi's La Traviata. I'll be your host as we dive into this classic tragedy of the soul where passion struggles against the rigid demands of Parisian high society. A story about resilience, honor, and above all, love, and the trials of keeping it. A fun fact about me is I was a car salesman when I first got into the industry. After music school, I sold cars for a few years and I decided I ought to give this music thing a shot. And that shot was I won the Metropolitan Opera Competition as a car salesman. Anyway, now let's dive into the plot. Even though I am away from the action in the beginning of this story, one can always count on the gossip in Paris to spread like wildfire. While my family is of modest means, my tender-hearted son Alfredo falls in love not just with the lavish salons of Paris, but with Violette de Valerie, a courtesan known as the life of every party. Yet she has been languishing in a sanatorium for months, dying of consumption. I'm shocked to learn that Alfredo devoted himself to her bedside daily. Faced with her dwindling fate, Violetta leaves her sickbed to do what she does best, host a party. Amid the champagne, drinking songs, and glittering displays of wealth, Violetta finally meets Alfredo, learning of his devotion. A devotion strangely different from the quote-unquote devotion of her wealthy patron, Barone Dufol. Though she fears Alfredo will prove as self-centered, controlling, and unreliable as other men she's known, she offers him a flower. Alfredo pledges his devotion, promising loyalty even when the flower wilts. Months pass, and I hear that Violetta and Alfredo are living in a country house, room to breathe, heal, and fall deeper in love each day. Yet, everything is not as it seems. Violetta's maid reveals that she has been selling her belongings in Paris to fund their new life. Alfredo, who inherited my pride, rushes back to Paris to restore their finances. Finding her alone, I seize the moment to visit. I'm surprised when Violetta greets me with grace and restraint, but I am on a mission. My family's name, as well as my daughter's marriage prospects, are at stake. If word spreads that my son lives with a courtesan, we will be ruined. I try to ignore Violetta's sincerity in the face of her grave illness and plead with her to leave my son. I beg her to save my daughter's future by sacrificing her own. At last, she agrees, leaving Alfredo a letter ending their affair before departing for Paris. After all, there is yet another party to go to. Soon after, Alfredo returns home to find her farewell letter. His grief twists into anger, and before I can stop him, he storms to Paris, convinced she's returned to the Baron. The party, hosted by their friend Flora Bervois, is grander than ever. But not even the tambourine dancers or matadors can distract my son. Guests watch his descent into indecency, gambling wildly, provoking the Baron, who later challenges him to a duel, and humiliating Violetta by throwing his winnings at her feet. Overwhelmed by betrayal and illness, she clings to Alfredo and faints. A month later, Violetta is back in the sanatorium. I finally tell Alfredo the truth about her sacrifice, and he drops everything to return to her bedside. But fate moves faster than we do. We arrive to find that she has only moments left. I beg her forgiveness and apologize to my son. Alfredo declares his undying love, and I admit I am proud to call her my daughter and mean it. For all my moral posturing, she understood love's true measure. Moments later, her light dims, and she is gone. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning about La Traviata, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.